Hello and welcome to Eve of Adam. My name is Sean Schuster, and I'm the author and performer of this podcast novel. After every fifth chapter of Eve of Adam, I will be doing an out-of-character summary show to let you, the listeners, know what's been going on so far in the story. This will also give me a chance to mention any sound, voice, or music credits in the previous five chapters, and let you know what's going on in the Eve of Adam website as well. So far, we know a few basic things in this plot. We know there is a man named Technical Sergeant Evan Hyde who seems to be the only survivor after a catastrophic natural disaster hits the planet. We're not sure if he's actually the last man on Earth, but he seems all right with that possibility. We do get the distinct impression that Evan is fighting many demons in this early stage of the game. He's confused about his situation. His memory had been temporarily lost, but seems to be returning, and from what he is remembering, he seems to feel a sense of guilt or responsibility about his previous work in the Air Force. Does he feel this guilt as a result of his new lease on life? Or his memory loss? It seems like he's told us much more about his true job duties with Alien Technologies, but is he really telling us everything? So this is where we stand right now. We have a background on the type of person Evan is and his job history. But what does any of that have to do with his current situation? How does it all come together? And where will it lead him? Well, in a minute I wanted to read over some of the interesting comments I've received on the website so far, as people are getting a better understanding of the storyline's progression, and they're forming their own theories. First, though, I want to explain a little bit more about the website and how it ties into the podcast novel interactively. EveofAdam.com is set up to be an in-character website. This means that it is supposedly written by a man who found the recordings and is releasing them to the public. We first heard from this man, known only as John, on the very first teaser trailer. The voice of John, by the way, was graciously provided by Rich Garner, a friend of mine from my earlier gaming podcasting days. So this John has set up this website to help spread the word about these recordings that he's found. He feels they are extremely important for everyone to hear and wants to make sure that they get out there to the masses. The website's design is clean and simple, as it would be from someone who isn't proficient in web design. He provides us with notes for each recording, or chapter, and he also provides us with a small bio on Evan Hyde, as well as an evidence page to document real-world items that Evan has mentioned in the recordings. My biggest goal with creating this in-character website is to gain a greater sense of immersion for the listener. I want everyone to be able to use the commenting system for each chapter to share their theories on what's happening so far, and what may happen in the future. So let me share some of these early theories from listeners right now. On Chapter 4, the theories start to really rise up, and the first of these is from Frizz. And he says, "I've been following this for a while, and there's something totally wrong or something strange where he is. It's as if it's set up, some sort of test area, as if where he is a dream world or maybe non-existent. Very, very strange. I can understand his confusion because even if it was all put there by whomever, then why are there no animals still? Nothing at all. There must be something more to this. I certainly want to know what he will find outside the city." And then another theory by Shadowmaster says, "Hyde will figure out that he had been working on spying on aliens, or something to do with aliens. He'll then find out that the aliens that he has been working on with had set up a crappy facsimile world to ironically do tests on Hyde." And then we have one from Chiosky, where he says, "Gash on his forehead, dream, and recorder? I believe he is in his dream, or he is controlled by something. Not saying alien, because there is a possibility that Hyde can be a test subject for some science facility somewhere in Earth. But this feeling comes at me, however, that he is on another planet, and aliens, I really don't want to say aliens took him, gave his recorder, studied human emotions and actions, and when they studied those info, the recorder ended up in your hands." And finally, we have one more theory from this episode, and it's from Alex Steele, who says, "Hard time walking, Poles alive, childhood home, mom and dad sleeping, old man tells him to jump into himself. Everything feels like it's out to get him. Air Force and training, guilt, beautiful woman, no love, sad for her. No animals, no insects. I was thinking dream also, but that can't be, because there's the recording. Aliens? Seems like a lot to set up just to study one human. Parallel dimension or parallel universe? Not much to go on right now. And then later, in the Chapter 5 comments, Alex Steele comes back with another theory. Fourth recording, I thought, aliens? Seems like a lot to set up just to study one human. Now I am thinking, yes to aliens, but in what way? He said he worked with the high-tech alien gadgets. Maybe an alien hardware accident sent him into time? Don't think time travel, though, because of the recording. Well, these are all really great theories, and me being the only one who truly knows the real outcome of this makes it all the more exciting for me. But I don't want to give anything away, of course, because that's half the fun. But let me just say that some of you are pretty close, within the ballpark. But there is so much more to this, and you will find out eventually. Some credits I wanted to mention so far in these first few recordings are mostly music credits. In the first teaser trailer, I played a song called Nocturne by Dave Green. On the second teaser trailer, I played a song called Falling by Crown Vic. You can find more information on these artists by visiting the OOC credits page on the main website, eveofadam.com. And that's about it for this summary show. I thank you all for listening and subscribing to the podcast novel. You can check out more information about it at the website, eveofadam.com. Or find out a little bit more about me by visiting my website at seanschuster.com. That's seanschuster.com. If you have a plot theory, you can just leave it as a comment on a chapter show notes, and I will read it on the next summary show. If you'd like to email me directly, you can do so at seanschuster@gmail.com. So, I'll talk to you all after another 5 chapters. Take care!